Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to go about changing the rein using a circle. Now, when schooling your horse for dressage, you must be sure to work your horse equally in both directions. Now, if you ride on one rein more than the other, then your horse's muscular development will be asymmetrical, and he will become stronger and more supple in one direction than the other. Therefore, it goes without saying that during every schooling session, you must make numerous changes of rein. And to help keep your training sessions varied, and also for added benefits, you can use circles to help you do exactly that. So in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about why you would want to use a circle, and how you would go about using a circle to help you change the rein. So first up, let's answer the question of why would you want to change the rein using a circle? Well, if you change the rein by riding a straight line across the arena, such as down the centre line, across the long and short diagonals, or via the half school line between B and E, this can have some negative consequences, which can include the following. So if you are riding a straight line, you could lose the connection from your horse's hind legs through to the contact, and this is also known as the horse coming off the bit. Your horse could also lose his balance, and if he is in canter, this could cause him to break into trot. The tempo could also become too quick, and the rhythm could also become irregular. And the horse could also fall onto the forehand, which could cause him to come against the contact. Now, in contrast to changing the rein using a straight line, changing the rein using a circle has several benefits, and they include the following. So first up, it can help you to control the tempo, which is the speed of the rhythm, which is especially helpful if you have a horse that likes to run on and get too quick. Next up is that it helps to improve the horse's lateral suppleness, which is his side-to-side dexterity, and this is because he must change from left bend to right bend or vice versa. Now also, it helps to keep the horse engaged and therefore prevents him from falling onto his forehand. And it also helps you to keep the horse working into a secure and elastic outside rein. Now the next benefit is that it helps to keep the horse working on one track, and therefore helping him to stay straight and aligned in his body, which interestingly enough can be easier to do on a circle than it is on a straight line. And also, by using circles, this helps to test the rider's coordination and effective use of the bending aids. And finally, it helps to add variety to your regular schooling sessions. So now we know how great it is to be able to change the rein using a circle, how do we go about doing it? Well, basically, there are two methods that you can use. Method one is to change the rein out of a circle. And method two is to change the rein inside of a circle. And we're going to go through both of the methods individually. So first up, let's talk about how you would go about changing the rein out of a circle. Now, this method is very similar to a figure of eight, in that you ride from one circle onto another circle. Now, if you like diagrams to help you visualize these exercises, then please go to our website howtodressage.com and search for the article How to Change the Rein Using a Circle, and within that article we have diagrams of both of the exercises so you can visually see what it is that we are talking about. But for the purpose of this podcast episode, I'm going to try and describe them to you. So the first diagram that we have illustrates a 20 by 40 dressage arena, and there are two 20 meter circles in it. There is a red 20 meter circle at A and a blue 20 meter circle at C. Now basically what you're going to do is you're going to change the rein out of the red circle onto the blue circle. Now as you do so, you don't necessarily have to ride a full blue circle like you would do if you were riding a figure of eight. Instead, you could choose just to ride a quarter of the circle to rejoin the outside track. Or maybe you could just ride half a blue circle to the C marker, and then you can continue on with the rest of your exercises. Now, this exercise of changing the rein out of a circle is commonly done using these two 20 meter circles. But you can link different size circles together to create different exercise variations. For example, you could use two 15 meter circles or two 10 meter circles. And also the circles don't even have to be the same size. So you could change the rein out of a 20 meter circle onto a 10 meter circle. And you can also link more than two circles together. So as an example, you could change the rein out of a 15 meter circle on the left rein and ride onto a 10 meter circle on the right rein. You could ride a full circle revolution, and then you could change the rein out of that 10 meter circle onto a 20 meter circle back onto the left rein again. So as you can see, although this seems like a simple exercise, there are lots of different variations that you can do to help you spice up your daily schooling routine. But now let's move on to going through the steps on how you would go about riding this exercise and changing the rein out of a circle. So you can ride this exercise in the walk, the trot, and the canter. And for the purpose of this example, we shall be using two 20 meter circles. So for step number one is you're going to start by riding a 20 meter circle at A on the right rein. Now, because this exercise involves circles, it's important that you have your bending aids correct and you are asking your horse to bend correctly. So we're going to give you a quick recap of those aids. So first up, your inside leg should be at the girth and it should be asking your horse to bend through his body. It also provides him with something to bend around and it creates forward impulsion. Now next up, we have your outside leg and this should be positioned behind the girth, guarding the hind quarters and preventing them from drifting off the circle line. And then we have your inside rein. So your inside rein should ask for a small amount of inside flexion and it should indicate the direction of bend, but it should not be used to pull the horse around the circle. Now next we're going to talk about your outside rein, and this regulates the tempo and controls the horse's outside shoulder and the degree of neck bend. Now your head should be up and looking ahead and around the circle. And you should have a little bit more weight into your inside seat bone and your inside stirrup. And your shoulders should be turned from your waist to the inside, matching the angle of your horse's shoulders, and your hips should match the angle of your horse's hips. Now, once you have ridden a good 20 meter circle following all those aids, you're then going to move on to step two. Which is that as you ride towards X, you're going to put all of those bending aids that we've just talked about, you're going to put them back to neutral, and you're going to make the horse straight for a stride or two. Now, if you're in rising trot, this is where you need to change your diagonal, so you need to sit for two beats. Now, if you're riding in canter, you can ride a change of lead through trot, so that's canter, trot, canter. You could ride a simple change, so canter, walk, canter, or you could ride a flying change, depending on your horse's level of training. Now, after you have made your horse straight for that stride or two, you now need to ask your horse to bend left onto the second circle. And to do this, you're going to use the same bending aids that we've just talked about, but in reverse. So what was your outside leg is now your inside leg. Now, as a side note, if you are changing the rein out of a 20 meter circle onto a smaller circle, for example, say a 15 meter circle or a 10 meter circle, remember that the smaller the circle diameter, the more bend is required from the horse. So you need to ask the horse for more bend on the second circle. It's no good asking for the same amount of bend unless you want to ride the same sized circle. So this is where your coordination and your effectiveness of your bending aids really comes into play, and how you should learn to feel how much you need to ask of the horse in order for him to comfortably negotiate the circle size that you require. But then the last step, step number three, is that once you are then on your new circle, you can choose whether you want to ride a full circle or part of a circle before rejoining the outside track and continuing with your work on your new rein after successfully changing the rein out of a circle. So that about covers the first method. We're now going to go into the second method, which is changing the rein inside of a circle. So this exercise is very similar to the previous exercise in that you are riding from one circle line onto another circle line, but this time you're going to do it inside of another circle. And it's best described as riding an S-bend through the center of a circle. Now again, if you prefer to see diagrams of this, just pop by our website howtodressage.com and search for the corresponding blog post. Now this exercise of changing the rein inside of a circle is slightly more advanced than the previous exercise, and this is because it demands more suppleness and a better balance from the horse. Now again, it can be performed in the walk, the trot, or a collected canter. However, it's best not to attempt to ride the exercise in canter until your horse can perform 10 meter circles in a balanced collected canter with visible ease. But once your horse is capable of that, then of course you can go ahead and ride this exercise in any of the three paces. So now let's go through the steps on how you would go about riding it. So step number one is you're going to start by riding a 20 meter circle on the left rein at A. And remember all of those bending aids from the previous exercise. And then you're going to move on to step two, which is that the change of rein inside of the circle should always begin on the open side of the circle. So the side of the circle that is facing the opposite end of the arena. Therefore, you should ride past A on the short side of the arena first. And as you reach the part of the 20 meter circle where you touch the outside track, just after F, then you need to increase your bending aids at that moment so that the horse transitions off the 20 meter circle and onto a half 10 meter circle. Now at the same time, you're going to look up and around your half circle towards A. And then step three, as your horse's head touches the center line, which should be now facing A, you need to smoothly transition your horse from left bend to right bend by switching your bending aids. Now again, if you're in rising trot, this is where you change your diagonal, and if you're in collected canter, this is where you need to ride a change of lead through trot, a simple change, or a flying change. And then as you change the bend and the direction of travel, you then need to look up and around your new half 10 meter circle to the right. And then the final step, step four, is that as you hit the outside track a little after K, You then need to lessen your bending aids because you're coming off that half 10 meter circle and onto a larger 20 meter circle. And you then need to ride your horse forwards on the new rein where you can now continue with the rest of your work. So that then covers how you would go about changing the rein inside of a circle. Now, to help you get the full benefit of both of these exercises, here are a few training tips to help you out. So tip number one is to ensure that your horse is bending uniformly through his body from his nose to his tail. There should be no more bend in the horse's neck than what he can offer through his rib cage. Now, tip number two is to focus on keeping the circles circled shaped. So don't ride egg-shaped circles and don't ride squircles, which is a mix between a square and a circle. Make sure that your circles are indeed circles. Now, tip number three is that the changes of bend and direction should be executed calmly and smoothly. So there should be no abrupt turns and no rough changes of flexion. Tip number four is to remember that the smaller the size of the circle, the greater the difficulty of the exercise. And this is because smaller circles require more bend, more balance, more engagement, and more collection from the horse. And if your horse struggles to maintain a uniform bend and a consistent rhythm, then make the circles larger. Now, tip number five is to make sure that you are always looking up in the direction that you want your horse to go and remember to always be planning ahead. Don't leave things till the last moment until you are on top of the marker because by then it's too late. Now, tip number six is to remember that the same tempo and rhythm must be maintained when riding from one circle onto another circle and throughout all the changes of bend. And finally, tip number seven is to always ride the horse forwards without rushing him. So, to wrap this episode up, during every schooling session, you are required to change the rein numerous times to ensure that your horse develops equally on both sides of his body. Now, for some added training benefits, you can change the rein by using circles, either by changing the rein inside of a circle or changing the rein out of a circle. Now, the exercises that we have included in this podcast episode will not only help you to transition from the left rein to the right rein or vice versa, but they will also help to improve your horse's overall body suppleness and balance, and also improve your coordination and your effective use of your bending aids. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.